Forget the bug spray and the sleeping bags. At Opera Camp in Baltimore, Maryland, the kids need only bring talent and a desire to sing. Dramatically, Donna Marie Owens reports.
Do you feel that? It's a sensation.
On a bright summer morning, camp's in full swing. A few dozen youngsters run through their daily exercises. Vocal exercises, that is.
Very good. Ready, and
they roll their lips. They warm up with high notes. And finally, they sing.
There you go.
This is the Lyric Opera Camp. 5 days a week from 9 in the morning until 3 p.m., camp is held inside a sprawling concert hall. The 30 campers, mostly 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, don't sing traditional campfire songs. Instead, these kids are learning the words to classical compositions in Italian and other languages. The four-week session aims to introduce the texting generation to opera. Students receive instruction in music, acting, dance, lighting and set design, makeup, and wigs. Thanks to private donors, everything from field trips to lunch is free.
I just recently sang Second Lady in Magic Flute.
Jennifer Blades is a professional mezzo-soprano who also teaches here. She says opera companies nationwide are hosting youth programs.
In order for us to have audiences for the future, and singers and musicians in the future, we need to be educating this age now.
Fourteen-year-old Jemani Epps practices a mournful song about a heart wounded by love. She's accompanied by her vocal coach, Larry Friend.
I want to make sure you're completely comfortable, you have what you need.
Epps toured in 2007 with Broadway's The Lion King. But most of these campers aren't pros, at least not yet. Nicholas Rondrian Aravello clutches sheet music while singing a composition from the 1700s. It's called Caro Mio Ben. Translated in Italian, the lyrics mean come once again. This fall, the teen will enter Baltimore's Performing Arts High School. He dreams of a career in showbiz.
I wanted to work in gaining skills in opera and other types like dancing and acting and things like that.
And what is the tempo?
The campers have learned something new every day. They've studied great opera divas like Leontine Price, attended the symphony, and taken yoga classes. Jim Harp is an opera veteran who's worked with legends like Pavarotti and Beverly Sills. He and other camp educators have tried to keep the lessons fun and relevant.
With intrigue, with love interest, with hate, with conflict. And we tell them about the other operas and they say, wow, it mirrors our life.
The campers even created their own opera, which they recently performed publicly. Naturally, it had plenty of high drama and voices raised high in song. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens in Baltimore.